For I do not do the good I want to do, but the evil I do not want is what I keep on doing. Who will deliver me from this body of death? Praise and thanks be to God, Jesus Christ, our Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Good morning. Wonderful free people. I must tell you, I know this doesn't describe any of you, that none of you do the things that you wish not to do, and you always do by the power of your inner constitution what is right, right? This doesn't describe any of you, but it certainly describes me, and you may know someone who it does describe. And this is what Jesus Christ is doing. Now, you guys are getting the second round of the sermon. If you want to hear the big Pentecostal gospel hour, you have to come to 8:30, because this is the second time we're running through this. But it is still new. It is still new, and it is still good news. Because Jesus Christ's yoke is not heavy, but it is light. And it is particularly light for those who do the things they wish not to do, and they don't do the things they know they ought to do. And there has been a big to-do over this text within the last 20 years, where some biblical scholars have tried to say, oh, this was Paul before he was a Christian. And then once he became a Christian, then he was released from this. Well, I have to tell you, that's not reality. Maybe the person you know struggles with doing the things that they wish not to do and refraining from the things that they should do. And this is the bondage we're in. But thanks to Jesus Christ, the last day came on the cross, where he imputed to you a righteousness you cannot get from doing. Imputation means he accounted it to you. He gave to you, he accounted to your name, a name we do not deserve and a name that we reject. He has claimed you as his little Christian. He has claimed you as his, and in the claiming as his, as C.K. Barrett, the great British theologian and commentator, once wrote, all these verbs are in the present tense. This is the Christian life. Is that at the same time you do the things you wish not to do, but you are at the same time you belong to Jesus Christ. Is that not wonderful good news? And this is how he frees us and gives us new life. Here it is, right here in the text. But praise be to God, he has delivered you from this bondage of death you experience now through the mighty word of his claim on your life, the gracious word of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And this is why we must read Matthew and hear this word again. Now, for some of you who love background, up to this point in the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus Christ has been born, he's been baptized, he has preached his first sermon, where he has made it an impossibility for each and every one of us to be able to fulfill the law. He says, if you look at a woman lustfully, you've actually committed the act in your heart. Not that if you do it physically, but even if it passes in your mind, it's occurred. And even if you get a smidge of anger towards your brother, though you may not have picked up the knife, you have murdered him already. He takes the Ten Commandments and he heightens them. He amplifies them. And then he tells you, you must be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. He makes it impossible for you to fulfill righteousness by the law. This is why faith is apart from the law. This is why we are justified by faith apart from the works of the law. And ever since that sermon, He has also given us a promise. Whoever builds his house on the foundation of the rock will not be disappointed. This is, of course, the Father Matthew interpretation to summarize it for you. And those who build their house on sand will sink. Those who build their house on themselves will sink. Because you see how flaky the will is. You do the things you do not wish to do, and the things you do, you don't do. The things you want to do, you don't do. So we need something new, and we need Jesus Christ to give us a load that doesn't strangle us, but one that is light. And this is what we get in the text. Behold, here he comes, as it says in Zechariah, not on a war horse, as John Wycliffe, the great biblical Anglican, before there was an Anglican church, once noted. He doesn't come in on a war horse, he comes in on a donkey. This is the Lord of peace. This is the God of the universe coming for us. We are like children in our flesh, saying to Jesus, give us signs that you are the Messiah. Give us proof. Let us play the flute, and you need to dance, but you won't dance. We sang a dirge, and you did not mourn. And then Jesus notes, you know, John came, and he led an ascetic life. He did not drink wine. He wore camel's hair, and he ate bugs. That doesn't sound like a lot of fun. But you all say he has a demon. Okay, but I have come, and I eat and drink wine, alcohol, with sinners. And you call me a drunkard. And you call me a glutton. Because your flesh hates mercy, and the other side of your flesh cannot handle the law, which comes through John to condemn the self-righteousness that lives in you. And then when I come with grace, you reject it. Oh, it would be so much better for Sodom and Gomorrah, which was full of sexual sin on the day of judgment, than it will be for you. Blessed are children, because they understand faith. They understand what it means to hear the loving voice of God call them, and they come. In the early service, you didn't hear it, I heard someone scream daddy, and I thought it was my son Colson. And I didn't get angry from the back. I actually jumped up with a little glee and joy, because I love hearing him call my name. Well, Jesus Christ loves it when you call his name. But just know that you call on him not because you came to him. For as it says in Matthew 16:9, Jesus Christ says, blessed are you, Simon of Bar-Jonah. You have declared me the Christ. Well, blessed are you, because flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father in heaven, which Christ here says was his gracious will. Christ's gracious will was not to reach you through textbooks or human wisdom. For as it says in Isaiah 49, human wisdom he will destroy. And as it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 29, he makes the wisdom of the wise foolish. For he blesses the weak and makes the weak strong and the strong weak. Jesus Christ is interested in bound people. And you have not moved beyond your bondage in your Christian walk, and neither have I. But Christ's grace has gone before you and over you in your bondage. And he has declared you his. And this is a light yoke. All of you here who have been bound to anger, bound to disbelief, bound to works, Christ loves you. He has a light yoke to put on you. In the Jewish writings of the Old Testament, in the apocryphal Jewish writings, it says that the obedience of the law will be the yoke of glory for those who wear it. But that's what Jesus is saying when he says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. because a yoke is what you put on two mules. It was a piece of wood that carried the wagon. But the thing about Jesus Christ is he's taking that yoke off of you. He's the taller mule carrying it for you. He was right. He said no iota of the law would pass until all was accomplished. And as Paul writes in Romans 10:4, Jesus is the end of the law who all to believe, to all who believe. He is the mule raising up your yoke because he wants you to live in the joy and in the mercy and in the grace of God all your days. Some of you are dying still to this message. God is still killing a self-righteousness in you that wants to repel this. Others of you have died, or even more the point, in baptism, you're already dead. Just some of you still want to, like the living dead, you want to hang on. But you need to die to this, because in the fullness of Christ, as it says in the psalmist writes, the fullness of joy is in the presence of God. And God wants your life to be full of joy. He wants to take this off of you. And so he is doing it again for all of us here who are broken, who find themselves caught in themselves, bound to things they can't get out of. He says, behold, your sins are forgiven. My burden is easy and my yoke is light. And as he carries your yoke, he also carries, more to the point, the cross you should have hung on, to Calvary, to hang for you and for me, so that you would live. And that is the joy of the light yoke. He wants to lift it off of you. He wants to lift it off today. He loves you. He forgives you. He gives you a new future, one of a light yoke. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.